Rollins Brown, Rollinsbrown, 1665. Mr. Brown is a 59-year-old gentleman who, last time we saw him, we did an ultrasound of his bladder. It ended up that he had what looked like bladder cancer. He was sent to the specialist, Dr. Dulewski, D-Y-L-E-W-S-K-I, after the mass was confirmed via CT scan. And subsequently, he's had two sets of treatments. Today, the cancer, which was over 2 centimeters, is only a blip on the ultrasound. That's B-L-I-P, period. In the paragraph, he had no metastasis. He's feeling much better, and he feels like he's been given a new lease on life, period. He's had no chest pain, shortness of breath, hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure convulsion. Medical problems, of course, bladder cancer, hypertension, BPH, low thyroid, surgery, numerous treatment for his bladder cancer. Also has had hand surgery. He also had a history of hepatitis C and some head and neck cancer years ago, which required neck surgery, radical neck surgery. Put that in there, too. Let's see, medication includes Flomax 0.41 today, lisinopril, HCTZ 2025 once a day, Synthroid 50 microgram once a day. Then put that allergy none, COVID immunization none, social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he's single, but his kids and his grandkids live with him. They all had the flu recently, and he also has a history of liver cyst and renal insufficiency, BPH, and a fatty liver in the past period. He's due for blood test today as well. Family history, lung cancer in mama because she was a chain smoker. Father's died of old age, or his father's still alive. He's over 85 years old. Then put down... He's a truck driver, he's not married, under social, he has minimal BPH symptoms with the medication. After his bladder cancer, he is still able to achieve an erection, and he's still able to control his bladder function, period. His weight is up. He weighs 208 pounds because of inactivity. He says 97%, 98, 20, 74. 108 over 60, heart positive, swamp positive, still lungs declare, abdomen soft, make sure JVD skin shows no rash, or mucosa with anglesiological non-focal. Number one, DOT was done today for 1 year because of hypertension. Put that in big letters. Number two, bladder cancer under care of Dr. Dulewski, D-Y-L-E-W-S-K-Y. Number three, status post-treatment last year and set up for other treatment now. Number four, there's a slight blip on the ultrasound, less than a centimeter mass, that is going to be treated by the urologist. Next number, BPH. Next number, low thyroid. Next number, carotid stenosis, minimal. Next number, increased weight. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, history of hepatitis C. Next number, findings were, that's the one that I saw. Findings were discussed with him at length before leaving. Next number, check blood work, including PSA. See, is there anything else I need to say? Next number, his TSH was to be checked last time he was here, but he never had it done. We'll repeat that. Next number, his LFT was elevated because of... liver function because of fatty liver. Next number, mild renal insufficiency. We'll recheck his creatinine, of course. Next number, testosterone was stable last year. Next one is vitamin D was within normal limits. Next number, He has had a history of low thyroid, but he quit taking his Synthroid on a regular basis, and it'll be interesting to see what his TSH shows today as well. Thank you.